Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Israel has been allowing more aid trucks into Gaza, but he says humanitarian efforts need to be sustained. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports the U.S. continues to discuss ways to avoid a ground operation in Rafah, where more than a million Palestinian civilians are sheltering.
Secretary Blinken says the Israelis have not given the U.S. a date for a Rafah operation, and the U.S. is still trying to talk the Israelis out of it, offering other ideas to deal with the Hamas battalions in that part of Gaza. He says there will be more talks with the Israelis next week. On aid, he says more is getting in.
The commitments that have been made and the initial steps to implement those commitments are positive, but a lot more needs to happen to make sure that people in Gaza have what they need.
Secretary Blinken says the U.S. is also working 24/7 on a hostage deal, and he's calling on Hamas to agree to the latest offer. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
House Republicans are delaying their plans to begin an impeachment trial for Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Impeachment managers were set to deliver the articles of impeachment to the Senate Wednesday, but that process will now be delayed until at least next week, following requests from Republican senators who wanted more time to prepare for a trial. Many Senate Republicans have been raising objections to the timeline, arguing that Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer was planning to move to dismiss the charges and saying they wanted more time to combat his strategy. Gas utilities are suing to overturn Biden administration regulations that require gas furnaces and water heaters to be more efficient. NPR's Jeff Brady reports gas companies worry the rules will encourage customers to switch to electric appliances.
The Department of Energy regulations were finalized in December. For furnaces, they essentially require condensing furnaces that recycle heat and reduce gas consumption by about 15%. Those also cost more and require new vents and plumbing compared to old furnaces. Gas utilities worry customers will switch to electric furnaces instead of paying the extra cost. That's a valid concern. The Biden administration has a stated goal of switching homes to electric to meet the country's climate goals. That's because methane is the main ingredient in natural gas. It's a potent climate warmer, and utility systems leak it. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
A near total ban on abortions is slated to go into effect in Arizona. That's after the state Supreme Court says it can enforce an old law on the books that can make abortion illegal in all cases except when a mother's life is at stake. The 1864 law predates Arizona's statehood. It would have no exceptions for rape or incest. The Arizona Court of Appeals said doctors could not be charged for performing the procedure in the first 15 weeks of pregnancy. A mixed close on Wall Street. The Dow was down 9 points today. You're listening to NPR. A group of half a dozen northern European countries are announcing they'll join forces to work to protect underwater infrastructure in the North Atlantic from the increased risk of sabotage. The Danish Ministry for Climate, Energy and Utilities calling that area of the North Sea a hub for critical infrastructure that needs to be protected. The announcement comes on the heels of the still unsolved 2022 explosions that damaged the Nord Stream gas pipeline in the Baltic Sea. The blasts did occur in international waters. A settlement's been reached in a federal lawsuit involving the use of a gang list by the city of Wichita's police department. As Kylie Cameron of member station KMUW reports, the lawsuit states the list targeted people of color.
According to the suit, people were put on the list without notice or without criminal charges being filed. People on the list are subject to heightened surveillance and face higher bail bond costs. Kwan Yu Ching with the ACLU of Kansas says that more than half of the names on the list could be removed as a result of the settlement.
I think that the settlement and changes that it's going to bring to the policy is a step toward restoring that community trust.
The federal court is expected to approve the settlement in the coming months. For NPR News, I'm Kylie Cameron in Wichita.
While President Biden recently pledged the federal government will bear the cost of cleaning up the collapsed Baltimore Key Bridge, it appears members of Maryland's congressional delegation want to formalize that. Lawmakers say they'll introduce a bill making it clear the money to rebuild the bridge will come from the federal government. A container ship that apparently lost power crashed into the bridge last month, bringing it down. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.